Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Back in here on Cody and Gold. Cody Tapp with you. James Howell on the other side of the glass, filling in for Drew. Just me today here on December 23rd, Christmas week. Chiefs win on Saturday. We'll be back in action on Sunday. And joining us a day early, our VinFL insider, Vinny Pasquantino, so we can cover all things NFL with Vinny. Vinny, how are you doing? How's your holiday week so far?
So far, so good.
Are you a big Christmas guy? Time.
Yeah, I guess. I don't have an issue with Christmas.
That doesn't sound like a big Christmas guy. That just sounds like you're indifferent towards it.
Yeah, it's cold. I don't love the cold. So, you know, it's good. I like the time with family, so that's cool.
Okay, that's good. Do you go out of town or you guys stay in town?
Staying in town. I'm hosting for the first time ever this year. I have to make a ham for Wednesday. So, wish me luck, please.
Have you done research on it?
Not yet. No, I have the ham, but I have not done any research. Apparently, it's a pre-cooked ham, so I think I only need to heat it up, but we'll see. I got to do some research on it. I'll probably start that tomorrow and see where I'm at.
Probably it's like scouting reports, Vinny. You know, you gotta get on those a little bit early so you know who you're getting ready to face.
Yeah, well, that's true. So we'll see what happens. I'm excited for the opportunity.
Let's talk Chiefs first, Vinny, since they won against the Texans on Saturday. Andy Reid said that he thought it was the best game they've played all year, the most complete game they've played all year. Should the rest of the AFC be worried that the Chiefs are once again getting right at the right time?
If the rest of the teams in the AFC weren't worried about that, there's something wrong with them anyway. So they should be no more worried than they were last week, but they should have been very worried last week. So they should be worried, and they win one more game and they secure the one seed, which will be huge. So yeah, every team should be very worried about the best team in the league.
I mean, I get it, but also like, I think a lot of times because you just kind of like put it away, you're like, eh, you know what, maybe they're just not playing well, which is 14-1 anyway. The Chiefs are 10-1, but they're not playing right when they're the two-time defending Super Bowl champions, I guess.
Yeah, it's like you just need stuff to talk about, either on radio or on TV. That's all it is. It's just trying to build a narrative. They're kind of boring, not in a bad way, but just they just win games. They just win tough games and move on, win the next one.
No, I was going to say, do you worry any more about, let's look at their competition a little bit. Let's say the Bills. Bills didn't play very well against the Patriots. Are you one of those, and you play enough AL Central games, you probably know, division games don't get counted the same as far as ugliness goes?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think you're going to ask me for my power rankings, and yeah, there's a few teams that played tough divisional games this weekend. I mean, the Eagles, right?
Yeah.
The Lions end up, you know, doing a nice job against the Bears, but then the Patriots do pretty good against the Bills. Like, you look at the Chiefs division games, right? One-score game against the Broncos. They win on the blocked field goal. The Chargers missed the kick. And even the Raiders are playing them kind of tough. So it's like division games are just different. You know the teams. Like, Lamar Jackson with the Steelers, like, has a tough time with them. They see him twice a year. You can game plan for a guy you see a lot more. So, yeah, I do think it's division games not necessarily be thrown out, but they do get judged a little bit differently because when you know your opponent a little bit more, those games are always going to be tougher.
And I'll ask you for the power rankings in a minute, but like when you look at the Bills, you still think they're the second best team in the AFC?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I don't think much is going to change this week because pretty much all the teams won. I mean, the Eagles lost, but I'm not really going to move them too far either.
I mean, so, Jalen Hurts didn't play for three quarters of that game too.
Right, and it's just, yeah, they lose by three to a playoff team, and they're a division team, and you lose your quarterback in the first. Like, everything changes. I think the Bills are the second best team in the AFC. You just kind of look around at the quarterbacks, and like, you got the second best quarterback on that team. So their team's good. They give up too many points, but they can outscore you, so they got a shot.
The Ravens defense, I think, is like one of the things, like you mentioned, scored too many points. They're one of the league's worst defenses for like 10 or 11 weeks. And they've been one of the better ones over the last month. I can't figure out, because like Lamar Jackson's obviously an MVP winning quarterback, Vinny. So I know he's good. I'm not denying that, but like, I don't know how serious to take them when they're in a dogfight for their own division. I feel like if they're a wild card team, I just don't think they can win three straight games.
Yeah, it's just kind of weird. They go up and down. Like, they don't seem like they're the most consistent team. Like, one week Derrick Henry will have 170, and then the next week he'll carry the ball 10 times. Like, it's almost like they're trying to figure out who they are, which is a tough spot to be in when you're facing teams like the Chiefs, like the Bills, who know exactly who they are. I know that they, you know, kicked the crap out of the Bills earlier this year.
But way earlier. That's a different season ago.
Yeah, it just feels like this is normally the time of the year where Derrick Henry gets better. After the bye when it gets colder. And I know he had a good game the other night, but I look at last week and I'm just like, why is that guy not getting the ball 25 times a game? And I get that you have an MVP quarterback on your team, but you don't have like an all-star caliber, like multiple wide receivers and everything like that. Some teams don't either. Like you look at the Chiefs, they don't necessarily have that as well, and they just keep doing it. So I just think they're too inconsistent, and we'll see what happens comes playoff times.
Like the Ravens, they would have had a better receiver unit if Deontay Johnson had worked out. Like I'm always confused, and on an athlete, it's just like, I won't go in. I'm not going to do that. Have you at any level of professional sports experienced a player that was like, no, thanks, I'm good here?
No. Maybe like in certain cases, but not like anything to that extreme. Obviously you never know what's going on inside a locker room, so it's hard to speak from the outside looking into a locker room. But I think like in the 49ers situation with Campbell,
yeah,
they were all very upset about it. Like, I haven't heard the outrage of like Ravens players the same way I've heard of 49ers players, because that was like a nationally televised game, like standalone game. But it's crazy. You know, like, this is kind of what you work your whole life to do. And I get you feel disrespected, different things like that. We all feel disrespected at some point. I've never met an athlete who doesn't feel like the organization that they're in has screwed them over at some point. So it's just like, it's just hard to speak on it because you don't really know what's going on. But yeah, like, it's a bad, bad look, especially when you're trying to get jobs the next year. Like, well, you quit on your team. How am I supposed to trust you if you just quit on your team? Because most guys will give anything to be out there on the field. So to see guys that clearly don't feel the same way is definitely interesting.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you. Like, the inside stuff makes it a challenge because they must have liked him okay if they're not, I guess, just completely burying the guy on the street versus like the other end of the version. But like, they had a whole plan at wide receiver. And even despite that, Lamar Jackson's been really good. It's like the AFC, it's always been Chiefs, Bills, Ravens, in my opinion, and no other teams jumped up in there. But it's like the Ravens, like, part of their plan failed. So, like, I have a harder time putting them in the same range as the Bills and the Chiefs.
Yeah, well, they just, like at least my entire life, they've always been known as, like, a team that does things organizationally very well. And this past, like, year has been weird with that. Like, it just doesn't seem like things are going as well as they used to go in Baltimore. And I think sometimes that might be pressure from the teams that are above you. You're trying to do different things too. Sometimes you get a little out of character when you're chasing teams down instead of them chasing you. And they made a few, not necessarily bad decisions, but they've made some decisions that have hurt their team. And it's going to be tough for them to win it all this year because of that, in my opinion.
It sounds like, Vinny, you believe in the age-old idiom used in sports, which is, we got to worry about ourselves, not what the other people are doing.
Yeah, I 100% believe in that, because as soon as you start worrying about somebody else, then you start trying to do what they're doing, but you're not inside that building, so you don't really know what they're doing. You're just kind of chasing that, what they're doing, and you don't know what it is.
So you're saying you don't try to every day be Bobby Wood Jr.?
That is correct. If I tried to do that, I would be in a bad spot. I just try to be myself.
I just like the idea of, you're like, no, I'm stretching doubles into triples now and singles into doubles. Like that's step one.
I'm just going to start doing that. Well, I tell you, that's how in my mind, that's how analytics has kind of ruined sports, is because it's becoming more cookie cutter. Like, okay, I know what it takes to be valuable. I'm just going to try to do that instead of getting on base at a 400 clip, which that's super valuable, obviously. Right. But I'm just going to try to slug, because slug's all that matters. OPS is all that matters. So I'm just going to try to get my slug up as much as humanly possible, because they're basically saying, well, batting average doesn't matter if you hit a bunch of home runs. It's the same thing that's going on in the NBA, right? Three is more valuable than two. So instead of playing like real basketball, let's just shoot threes because we're really good at making them.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I'm done.
I actually kind of like, because I was going to ask you, because baseball keeps tinkering with that stuff. I didn't know how you felt about the golden bat rule.
That's if I'm being completely honest, I think that's a negotiating tactic for a fight that's coming in 2 years. But that will never happen.
little bite of cheese to try to work through the other stuff?
In my opinion, I don't have any evidence of that being the case, but that's a crazy, that's a fundamentally changing the game. The game that's built on stats alone, we're just going to add a new at bat and like that. There's no way. There's no way. I get that. And maybe it does happen. I don't know. I just think it would be crazy. It would be absolutely crazy to just change the game completely, like on its face. Like we're just going to do something that's not even close to the rules of the game. We're just going to do it.
One more regular football question, then we'll get to your power rankings, Vinny. The Cincinnati Bengals, they technically still have a chance to make the postseason. They have to win their last two games. They need Miami to lose one of two, and they need the Colts to lose one of two. If Cincinnati gets in, are they dangerous?
I guess, because they can score 50 points, but if they score 50, they're probably giving up 70. Like, are they dangerous? Yes, because they can beat you in a one game. But I think they're one of those teams that, like, sure, they can win one, but they're not going to run off four in a row. Like, that's not going to happen. I think we're, like, if you were to ask me if it's going to be Chiefs-Bills in the AFC Championship or the field, I'm taking Chiefs-Bills. I just think those two teams are kind of head and shoulders above everybody else. Now, they could lose any given Sunday, right? But I just don't think it's going to happen.
All right, James, I'm going to play a little NFL music here for Vinny as he gives us his official power rankings. All right, who's your 1-5 this week, Vinny? Chiefs are at the top. I can assume that.
Yeah, Chiefs are at the top. I think I moved the Bills up and the Eagles down one, right? That's the Eagles were two?
The Eagles were two. So the Bills up to two, Eagles at three?
Bills up to two, Lions up to three, Eagles to four, because we don't know their quarterback situation. I know that the Lions, like every single player of theirs is on injured reserve, but they keep finding ways to win. So that's good. And then at five, I'm going to move the Vikings up to five this week because the Packers haven't played yet. But if the Packers win and look good tonight, they're five and the Vikings are six.
Okay, so you'll still give the Packers the edge like last week. If they win tonight against New Orleans, a team they obviously should beat. They lose tonight, they deserve to fall in your rankings, in fairness.
Yeah, if they lose tonight, they're going to fall to like eight. But if they win tonight, and like if it's not, I mean, I know that the Vikings beat the Seahawks by three, but tough environment, road game. I think the Packers are at home tonight, right? Or are they on the road?
Home. It's supposed to snow at Lambeau. So if you just want to feel like Christmas week, throw in a little football snow at Lambeau.
I have no evidence of this, but just in my mind, the last time the Saints played in Lambeau, didn't Alvin Kamara score six touchdowns?
Oh. I mean, he did have a six-touchdown game at Lambeau.
I think that may have been the last time they were there, but I don't know.
You saying I should have? I don't have Kamara in a fantasy football league.
No,
that was 2020, so, I mean, very well could have been. Yeah.
Could have been.
I'm going to rule it out. Or maybe it was, maybe it was Minnesota. I don't know.
So, yeah, those are my power rankings this week.
Okay, those are Vinny's power rankings. We got his 1-5. We'll get them out. You guys can give your own opinions. There's always some smartass, by the way, on social that's like, I can't believe this guy even has
later this afternoon, I'll post them on my Twitter again, and we'll see how it goes. But I'm playing golf. I'm playing golf at 11:30. Then I'll be home. Then I'll have access to my Twitter account.
Are you good at golf?
No, not at all. And I'm not even going to sit here and be like, oh, yeah, I'm okay. No, like, I'm bad at golf, but I like being there. I like being outside.
Okay. Like shooting 120 or like, I mean, what are we, not keeping like score?
In the 90s.
Oh, okay. That's like, not that bad.
If I get hot, I'll be in the high 80s, but typically in the 90s.
Dude, that actually makes you like better than most people probably who play golf.
Yeah, well, I can hit the ball far, which helps. And my best part of my game is chipping and putting. So if I can get up there and if I can get within 120 yards, like I'll have a good hole. But if I'm 200 yards out after the drive, I'm screwed.
All right, Vinny, before I let you go, I want to ask you one more question since it's Christmas week. I gave you a power rankings of this. Can I get a 1-2 power rankings of Christmas movies? Just the number one and number two all-time Christmas movies.
Sure. I like The Grinch. And I like Home Alone.
The original Grinch?
All of them. I like the animated one. Oh. I like the Jim Carrey one. Maybe those are the only two.
Okay. I was like, well, there's like a bunch of Grinch movies. There's several animated ones. But if you're just talking the original.
Yeah, sure. The original. I'm not the most educated on Christmas movies, but I'm going to go with those two.
Vinny, we always appreciate the time. Enjoy the holiday week. Good luck at golf. And we'll talk to you, if not next week, the week after. We'll find some time here soon.
Thanks, Cody.
That's Vinny Pasquantino, our NFL insider.